Medicaid recipients are predominantly children and adolescents under the age of 20 who can't qualify for other health care, and older adults who aren't old enough yet to be in the Medicare system, Tom.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I think a lot of people confuse those or conflate the two, Medicare and Medicaid. Which one is which, and which people are served by which ones?
Well, Medicare is a strictly federal program for people 65 and over, and it provides health care services. Medicaid is a federal-state cooperative program where each part puts up about half the money, and that's provided to the medically needy. And as I said, in Florida, it's primarily children and adolescents, Tom.
So the legislature has passed this bill, Hank, and the governor is expected to sign it. Now, it will move these Medicaid recipients, as I understand it, into an HMO-style model. What does that mean exactly? How will that work?
Well, it is a huge difference in terms of the way in which healthcare would be provided to this population, Tom. When we have a fee-for-service system, the providers treat when people get sick, but they don't have a whole lot of incentive to prevent them from becoming sick. When providers, by contrast, are paid a per capita, an amount per person, then they have tremendous incentive to try to keep the population healthy so that they avoid sickness. So the incentives are entirely different, and that's going to be very important going forward.
Okay, well, suppose I'm on Medicaid, or you say a lot of the recipients are children or minors. Suppose my kid gets sick. How would this work under this new model? Is it similar, for example, to the HMO plan that I have through my employer?
Well, there's a preferred provider network, just like you have in your HMO now, Tom, and your child would then go to that system and would be taken care of. Now, the payment has already been made per person to the providers for that care.
And who's made that payment?
The state, through the Medicaid program. Half state, half federal money goes to pay that provider for your child's health for that year.
Now, lawmakers say this is going to save the state $1.3 billion. How does that work? Where's this money coming from? Where's the savings coming from?
Well, in the short run, the savings comes by forcing costs down on hospitals and doctors. Over the longer run, the savings should come because we'll have a healthier society and we'll also be having providers who want to keep people healthy.
And you're saying this plan affects us here in Central Florida more than it does folks in other parts of the state. Why is that?
It does because there's a higher percentage of people in our area, especially Orange and Osceola counties, on Medicaid per person than is true statewide. There's 3 million people statewide. That's about 4 to 5% of the population. Here we have 6 and 7% of the population on Medicaid. And that's a higher percentage of people than our population alone would warrant. In other words, there's a higher percentage of people in Central Florida on Medicaid than is true statewide, Tom.
And with this program, the legislature actually tested it out. They ran some pilot programs around the state.
Yeah, they sure did. There was a pilot program in Broward County and across 4 Panhandle counties.
Although, from what I understand, not everybody was entirely happy with the results.
It got somewhat mixed reviews in that some of the providers dropped out of the program because they weren't making enough money. But the rest of the reviews were quite good. The patients got the care that they wanted and got about the same care quality that they got in the past, and the state saved some money.
So unlike some of the other initiatives that have come out of the state legislature this year, this one, in your view, looks like a good idea.
I think it is, and I think the state is to be commended for taking this innovative step. Now we need federal approval, which I think we'll get.